Hey, can I come in, please? I brought your favorite snacks and a cup of water. Hey, whoa, don't cry, come here. Can I please give you a hug? Yeah? Thank you. Come here, it's okay. I got you, and I'm here for you. Let me just hold you for a second. You can let it out, I promise. I got you. Don't worry. You're safe. I'm right here with you. Do you want to tell me what happened? I heard you getting upset from the other room. Sometimes I forget how thin the walls in our apartment are too. I just wanted to check up on how you were doing. I haven't seen your pretty face since you've been cooped up inside this room all day long, so I know something's up. You always come out to say good morning, or at least to use the bathroom. So, what's on your mind? Yeah, of course. Just feel free saying whatever's comfortable, and you don't have to tell me everything. Yeah? Oh. That doesn't sound fair at all. Mm-hmm. No. You're not wrong for feeling this way. Hey, don't be sorry. I promise. This is a safe space and I'll take care of you. I'm here for you. I'm so sorry this happened. You don't deserve this kind of pain at all, and I really wish I could take it all away for you. I think you made the right decision by ending the friendship, even though it was an incredibly hard thing to do. I'm really proud of you, and I just want to hug you even tighter. Come here. I know it hurts, babe, and I wish I could make it all disappear too. You don't have to forget about the good times you guys shared. I know there were times when you both laughed really hard, to the point where you couldn't even open your eyes, and when they used to laugh with you and not at you. I'm so sorry they treated you this way. What do you mean? It wasn't their first time? As in, they've hurt you before too? Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's really painful to hear that someone as lovely as you could be treated so harshly. You're so nice and giving, and it's unfair they took advantage of that. I think you've made a lot of progress and improvement by finally taking the big step to remove them completely out of your life. And, you know, we can take slow steps together to fully distract yourself from thinking about them, yeah? You are so strong for confronting them about these problems, actually, and you are incredibly kind to forgive them for their behavior so many times, but it's not your fault that they didn't change. I know, kiddo. I know it hurts. Don't blame yourself for being kind and loving and caring. You are worth every single smile and laugh. And you deserve all the hugs in the world. Here, try to drink some water, yeah? And let me give you a small back rub. As long as you promise not to squirm. You're way too ticklish, silly. There. Just relax. I am 100%, actually, no, I'm 1,000% sure of myself when I say that other people are missing out on your love and amazing qualities. You bring out the best in people, and I'm so glad you're in my life. Thank you for telling me what happened, and I'm really, really sorry you have to go through this, but you don't have to do it alone. I may be your roommate, but I'm also your friend. And I'll always be here for you. I promise everything gets better, and losing a bad friend does not mean that you've lost part of yourself. It just means that you now have room for improvement and for someone who will cherish all of you. I'm here for you, and I mean it. I'll always be here to give you a hug and a smile. So, thank you for opening up to me. I hope you're feeling a bit better now. Okay, so how about we open these snacks and watch a movie then?